Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Following the Pats' Tuesday practice here outside Gillette Stadium, we heard from three of the team's running backs, Stephen Ridley, Shane Vereen, and LeGarrette Blount, also Kyle Arrington and Matthew Slater. We bring you all sorts of sound bites right here, including Arrington and Ridley on a little skirmish toward the end of practice.
You know, whatever happens on the field, you know, stays on the field. And, emotions, you know, it's an emotional game, emotional people. So, it's all love, though. It's all love at the end of the day.
It's camp, man. That's all I'm going to say about it. We're competitive out here and we're working hard every day. So the days are getting long, and that's part of it.
I mean, they're a really close-knit group, you know. They welcomed me and I fit in well with them, you know. They brought me right in, so, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with them now.
Yeah, we've had a few guys, but, I mean, the offense calls for all of us to do a lot of things. We have a long way to go as a group. Everybody has their things that they need to work on, including myself, and that's what we're out here doing every day.
Just to be level-headed, and I say it all the time. I say it in every interview almost. You guys probably get tired of me saying it. But you're never doing as good as you think you are, you're never doing as bad as you think you are. So, you know, despite the injuries or despite what's going on in the season, just staying level-headed and just taking it day by day.
So, I mean, in order for us to be the team that we want to be, that attention to detail has to be there every day, whether we're competing against ourselves or whether it be us practicing against an opponent. I mean, that attention to detail is what separates bad teams from average ones from great ones. So that's something that we take a lot of pride in and we have to continue to do a good job of.
Well, just basically being comfortable. Coming from a one-gap defense in college and coming here playing a two-gap defense, it was just a learning experience for me. So I worked hard and just learned every day. I'm getting better and doing it the Patriots way.
Is there anyone better than Vince Wilfork to sort of learn the ropes, whether it be Patriots ropes in general or your position?
When I first came in, Vince tucked me under his wing. And basically, I've just been picking his brain every day since I've been here. Learning the game from him, getting any techniques that I can, you know, to learn to help me improve my game. And I just wanted to do that.
Definitely, you know, both sides of the ball, us, other team. Like I said, it's definitely want to see where we are as a unit. So each side's going to be ready to go.
This running back group is very young, you know, and it's a bunch of different style runners in the room. But I think that we have, you know, pretty much every runner that we need. You know, we've got receivers out of the backfield. We have power runners. We have slashers, you know, and we have, you know, just all around. We have fullbacks that are coming in and making an impression. So we're a group that's just coming in the mold. You know, we're going to work as one unit, and we're going to get it done however we have to get it done on the ground.
You know, with repetition and with experience comes, you know, the play calls. And when our number is called, we have a specific job that we need to do, and our goal is to continue doing that job.
You're talking about, you know, getting sacks. That's an aspect of the game. You know, sacks are hard to come by. You know, you can't just get a sack every game. You know, you have to work for it. You have to set it up. So if everyone does their job, you know, we should be fine.
If guys approach me, I just, you know, tell them, look, this is an opportunity for you, number one, to have yourself an NFL career, and secondly, help this football team. It's a very important phase of the game, and a lot of times it goes overlooked, but not here. And, you know, guys have to understand the idea of buying into being a role player. And, you know, everybody can't be Tom Brady and throw 50 touchdowns. Everybody can't be Gronk catching 20 touchdowns. You got to have role players in order for you to have a successful football team, and hopefully we can get the young guys to buy into that and have success in that phase of the game.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.